NPR's Ted Robbins joins us now from Tucson. Ted covers the U.S.-Mexico border for NPR. Ted, what do we know about this actual plan at this point? According to the legislation and the Border Patrol, what is the fence going to look like?
Well, in places where an actual physical barrier would be built, Alex, it would be about a 15-foot-high fence, then about 150-foot no-man's land where the Border Patrol could drive back and forth, and then another second 15-foot-high fence, much like what's in the 14-mile, very small area around the San Diego area right now.
Which the Border Patrol says has been quite effective in cutting illegal immigration there.
Indeed, 95% drop. But that's only in the areas where the fence is actually located. One of the counterarguments is that it's pushed traffic, illegal traffic, around to more remote areas. And this is an attempt to partially close off some of those more remote areas.
Okay. Do we know when the project will start? When are they going to start building it?
No idea. The only thing that the act calls for is a report back to Congress from the Department of Homeland Security.
So the fence, 700 miles long, it will be scattered along different parts of the 2,000-mile border. What are the likely places where it's going to be built?
Well, in eastern California, near the Arizona border, and then in what you would call western Arizona, contiguous there, all the way across, although there is some dispute with an Indian tribe, on the New Mexico side from the border of it with Arizona to El Paso, Texas, and then a little further along in Texas. So at various points where traffic is believed to be greatest.
And what do people say? Are they actually going to build 700 miles of fence?
It seems to be debatable, Alex. I mean, right now the National Guard is out there building some fence. This bill also allows for some virtual fencing, radar, cameras, et cetera, things. It also exempts areas that have more than a 10% slope because much of this is very mountainous. So I'm not really sure, and I'm not sure anybody really knows whether the full 700 miles will actually ever be funded, much less built.
NPR's Ted Robbins speaking with us from Tucson. We'll note that Ted has a detailed Q&A about what it's going to take to build this fence along the border. You can get that and the latest NPR coverage of the immigration debate all at our website, npr.org. Ted Robbins, thank you again.
My pleasure.